Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Outer Hates. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 18 with verses 28 through 30. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. He just got forgiven by his king, and then they walked out and found the first person who owed him money and said, "Pay me back." He'd just been forgiven. Is this the way we act towards each other? How can we say you are forgiven if we don't forgive others as well? Debts are one thing, but was Jesus really talking about owing money? Well, yes, but Jesus was also explaining how not to act towards others when you should be giving what you receive in all circumstances and forgiving when sinned against. The rule of Jesus to forgive your debtors as well as to loan without cost is truly a part of the golden rule. Jesus explained in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 30 through 36. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. So when you go and seek charity, do not look for gain. Or when you are asked to help another, do not reply with shame. Seek to do good to another, never pointing the finger to obviously never to blame. Just seek the Lord and His salvation, and your prudence will give to those without fame. Do all these things in the one and only name, Jesus. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. I believe you're an eyewitness account of the Savior who the prophets of old spoke about all the way through the Bible. I believe you are the one that we are to share salvation for and with to all of those around us. We pray for us. Pray for our prudence, Lord, to be able to act with just cause, to seek and to never blame, to always refrain from allowing such actions to make us insane. Keep us in peace, Lord, where we experience that beautiful last breath when we are on our last moment with you. Give us peace to be able to breathe our last. As we pray for the dying each day, we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Helen. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty, We pray for Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We always pray for those who we said that we would pray for. Lord, we always pray for those who need our help most. The sister of Jackie. We continue to ask our Holy Mother to take her, our prayers to the feet of Jesus, her son. We continue to pray for Holy Mother Church, that beautiful bride that we are loving each and every day. And we pray for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By his precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 18 with verses 28 through 30. We've got a three stanza poem. It's a transitioning poem from three lines, the first stanza, four lines, the second stanza, and five line word lines in the third stanza. It's titled, Oh, You Now Pay. Leaving servant encountered, servant fellow his, amount smaller recounted, pay loan biz. Servant seized by debtor, Oh, You Now Pay. Begging knees his receptor, me have patience today. Stating payback will I, yet refused, he didn't comply. Prison put, he would deny, debt pay was his cry. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 22nd, 2023. We're recording this morning at 4:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Today we go in the prison. We are part of our Kairos Ministries, God's Special Time. This is what Kairos stands for. We have a meeting afterwards to discuss our upcoming weekend on May 18th through the 21st. Continue to pray for our men in blue, those who are behind the walls of society's correction, and pray for our team. As we close today, in Angels Time, 8:04, in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, John.